Better Angels was launched in 2016 as a citizens movement, so very grassroots, and the goal is to unify the nation, not to convert each other into our, you know, political tribes, but to start to understand each other and take down that distrust and that rancor, and like I said, just begin to develop some mutual understanding. And people might be curious about the name Better Angels.
Yeah, what does it mean?
It's not a spiritual reference. It actually comes from President Lincoln's first inaugural address when the nation was standing on the brink of civil war, and he addressed them to sort of reach down into the better angels of their nature. So it's kind of a famous quote, but it's depicting more, you know, ourselves, our identities in that regard of better angels.
So, Julie, why are we so damn concerned about what other people think? I mean, people have the right to do whatever they want, to whatever they think, whatever they believe in, vote for whoever they want. Why do we become so upset? I even know some friends of mine who have disassociated themselves with other people who used to be their friends because they voted one way. And I can't get a grasp on that.
Well, you're right. I mean, it's divided families. There's people that don't speak to each other anymore. I think that there's a lot of reasons for it. Possibly, you know, we could say just social media contributes a little bit. The way that we receive our news these days can be slanted one way or the other, and it begins to feed not only our differences of opinion, but it begins to feed this notion that the other is an enemy. And when we start to create enemies of the other, we dehumanize them, and that's where it's easy to be sort of violent toward them in our speech or even in our actions or just cutting them off. I often like to point out to my workshop attendees that if you're trying to learn how to listen to the other side and to have a civil conversation, that's sort of the opposite of social media. Because social media is really just an announcement, kind of like you were talking about. Why can't I just have the right to say what I think or feel? But it doesn't invite necessarily civility, which is the skills that we're going to be teaching. You know, how do you listen without getting upset?
Well, let's talk specifics. Let's talk like Thanksgiving table, families there with different political beliefs. How do we even start this? Because inevitably someone's going to bring up something that has to do with politics. And what should we do?
Well, you kind of have to make some decisions when you're going into that situation. If it's somebody that's already escalated their topic and their argument to such a high level that there's probably nothing you can do other than try to change the topic or say, well, to be continued, could you pass the gravy? But if this is really someone that you care about, you know, and you want to sit down and have a civil conversation, you know, it starts out with, first of all, dropping the urge to debate them, you know, and that's so hard. We just want to just dive right in with our own facts, our own side. It's better to listen, calm down, and just start paraphrasing what they're saying. Not in a negative way or not implying, you know, something that they're not really saying. For example, one of the examples we give is if you say to someone, I'm curious what you make of Trump's words about women, like what he said on the Hollywood Access video, that is a very different question than if you say, why did you vote for a sexual predator?
Yeah.
So there are definitely ways to have civil conversations that don't raise the ire of the other person, that truly indicate that you want to understand, because the ultimate goal is to listen for some underlying values. It's possible that you could come to the conclusion, hey, you know what, I'm hearing that fairness is a big issue for you, and I agree.
I want to tell you a little story. When I was a young boy, and I don't know how old I was, but I was probably like 11, 12, 10, something like that, and I remember asking my mom who she voted for. And my mom was a saint, and she said, you never ask somebody who they voted for or what religion they were. And my parents never really talked politics. And they didn't have guests over, and they didn't play cribbage, and they didn't hack away at political views. And I'm just wondering, was that a better time? Is that an okay thing as well, is to just kind of remain your thoughts to yourself?
Well, I think there's some wisdom in that. I mean, I think we all know that if you're going to go ahead and bring those things up, that you're inviting some kind of discord or disagreement, possibly. Not everyone's going to agree with you. Is that the better way to go about it? I mean, you know, there's pros and cons. I mean, sometimes it's good to get all this out on the table. I look at it as we're just emptying the closet right now in our country. And it's, look at all these things we have, you know. And I'm hoping that, you know, we can learn how to sort them out and how to respect each other, basically.
So how does Better Angels, so it's a new organization, you said 2016, how do you as an organization not be a political or slant one way?
Well, there's actually a strategy for that. They have, from the very beginning, determined that in terms of their top leadership, they have to be equally split between conservatives and liberals. We call them reds and blues. Reds lean more conservative, tend to vote Republican. Blues tend to vote Democratic or are more liberal in their worldviews. So then that trickles down through the staff. And then in the volunteer organization, for example, if you're going to put on a workshop in the community, you need to have a red and a blue organizer. That way you can draw from your own networks and get both sides there. And so, like I said, the whole red and blue in combination trickles all the way down. And it's a great strategy because, like you said, obviously there's tendencies for organizations. They start out saying they're nonpartisan, but they actually start to lean one way or the other. And this is not the case with the way they structured Better Angels, at least in my opinion.
You can find information on Better Angels at their website. It's better-angels.org. Julie, Ethan is going to be at the conference next Thursday at Itasca Community College in Grand Rapids. It's free for students and the public. It's called Navigating Information in a Post-Truth Era. She'll be leading an interactive session. Go to itascacc.edu/post-truth to find out about the lineup that'll be there. And Julie, we'll see you next week. Thanks so much for talking to us.